when Tilly Trainer called, and asked me to come down here to the library sometime and have a tape made to file in the historical section, I immediately thought of how much fun it would be to reminisce about the area where this library is standing. The section is close to some of my earliest memories in life. I was born in one of the little double houses down on Lake Street, and when I was very young, my mother would physically take me up to Tanner Street to see my grandmom and Grandpop Davis, who lived in one of the three little boardyard houses, as they were called, and stood on Tanner Street, adjacent to Willis Coal and Lumber Yard. They were called thus because originally they had been built for the lumberyard employees. My grandparents, according to Ben Wood, who owned them, paid $6 a month rent. This was paid out of the $30 Civil War pension which they received every month. Coming up Lake Street on the corner was the beautiful white home of old Mr. and Mrs. Elkington. Opposite, on the other side of Haddon Avenue, was the big frame wooden building of Mr. and Mrs. Rhodes, which later became known as the S-Store, a home for elderly pleasures. Between the lawn of the Rhodes home and a little vine-covered carriage stood on the triangle where Tanner Street and Haddon Avenue meet, there was a footpath that connected Haddon Avenue and Tanner Street. This triangle was owned by the Nicholson family, and Mr. and Mrs. Smiley and their son Paul lived in the cottage. They were servants of Mr. and Mrs. Rhodes. Mr. Smiley kept a fine flower garden and a raised garden, which was surrounded by a low, round-top brick wall. The geraniums were beautiful every spring. At the point of the triangle was a large, hollowed-out piece of granite, which had pipes supplied with water where the teams of horses traveling on Haddon Avenue could be watered. Another brick footpath crossed over, making a shortcut for the two streets. 10 years ago, I met Paul Smiley, where he was living in a section of Pennsauken, known as Jordantown. This is a district predominantly colored and is on the Haddonfield Road near the Iron Rock Country Club. We had a grand time reminiscing about the old days. The athletic field was to the rear of the present YMCA building, and the old backstop was still standing. Evan Rhodes' mother and father lived in what is now Gene Hitchie's funeral home. All of this has been an endeavor to paint a picture of what the area surrounding this library was like approximately 55 to 60 years ago. The library is marked with the date 1917, but it seems that it is actually built after that, a year or so later, but the 17 date had already been purchased and was used. Miss Crawley was the librarian who moved down to this building from the Chester Street Library building, which stood at the bend of Chester Street in the first block. Mrs. Walker, a nice old English lady, was her assistant for many years. Adjacent to the library on the other side of Tanner Street was a section that was known as the Thousand Islands. These streets in this section had practically been eliminated and by the parking lots for the high-speed line. Thinking of the Elkingtons, he calls that when Pop Ernest was their chauffeur, his pipe odor, which accompanied him whenever he got in the car, was very noticeable. Mrs. Elkington told him that if he would stop smoking his pipe, she would give him a dime for each package of Granger tobacco that he didn't buy. Pop agreed, but unknown to her, he bought boxes of snuff with which he lined one side of his mouth. It didn't smell, and Henry D. Moore family declared another dividend as they earned the snuff. Also, thinking of that granite water trough reminds one of the story often told of how kids in the neighborhood would, in the summertime, when the open trolley cars would come up Haddon Avenue full of passengers, they would put their finger on the pipe that supplied the water and squirt the water into the open cars of the riders. How the conductors would chase them, then report them to the police. Then Ted Huff, the chief of police, would be seen riding his bicycle down Haddon Avenue to get after the boys. Ted knew who the culprits were, and the main one later became a town official. To mention his name would be a little embarrassing, don't you think? If memory serves us right, we can remember that the trough, when it was no longer in use, was taken out to Joe Briggs' farm, where it was used to water the horses. This just about completes my remembrance of the area, but one still recalls a tragedy that occurred right at the point of the triangle. When Sam Wood's wagon was struck by a public service bus, Sam was killed. He was then president of the Haddonfield National Bank. The horse, freed from the wagon by the crash, ran home. Mrs. Wood saw him brave and prancing around the barnyard nervously. She said to the horse, "Lady horse, what's the matter?" and said to Peyton, the hired man, he lived over in Sagertown, "Follow Mr. Wood's trail uptown and see what's happened to him." Ben did and soon found out what had happened.